Hello, and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today on the program, we report on what police in California did recently to what was believed to be the largest encampment of homeless people in the United States.
They just don't want to be noticed. They're doing their thing out here, and, they're just trying to survive.
Then we will take you to Los Angeles. It doesn't look a lot like Christmas in L.A. in late December, if looking like Christmas means there is a lot of snow on the ground. But that doesn't stop people in L.A., from trying to make the city look and sound like Christmas.
Here it's more unique because everyone's so like kind-hearted and welcoming, and as you can see, they go all out with decorations and everything like that.
Homeless in America, even as the economy improves. And making L.A. look and feel like Christmas, even if it isn't cold and snowy. Those are our stories today on As It Is from VOA. Earlier this month, California police cleared what was said to be the largest homeless encampment in the United States. About 200 people were living at the camp in San Jose, California. Officials said police officers and city workers acted because the area was unclean. The homeless people were living near Silicon Valley, the country's high technology center. Some people there have made millions, even billions of dollars from high-tech devices and services. But others have no money and no place to live. Federal officials believe there are hundreds of thousands of homeless people nationwide on any given day. Each one lacks a permanent place to live. Reasons for homelessness can include the high cost of housing, poverty, and unemployment. Other reasons are mental health problems and just plain bad luck. In Los Angeles, a group called PATH searches along flood channels and major roads for homeless camps. PATH is short for the name People Assisting the Homeless. Its workers look for people who have no permanent shelter. On a recent day, VOA was there when a PATH worker gave food and water to a 53-year-old homeless woman named Lucy. She lives next to concrete barriers built to contain floodwaters. She says the homeless like to live near friends and neighbors like everyone else.
A lot of us try to team up with two and two, and they help each other,
Jorge Guzman was one of the people hoping to help the homeless. He says they make their camps where they are not seen, behind buildings or in forests or parks.
They just don't want to be noticed. They're doing their thing out here, and, they're just trying to survive.
City workers periodically clear away small trees and plants, uncovering homeless campers. But one woman near the city of Whittier has lived between a river and a busy road for 6 years. Sarah Sindeldecker says she and her husband are sometimes forced to move, but they do not travel far.
When they kick you out, you either have to find another place or, So we've gone to the Telegraph Bridge for 6 months in between that time and then moved back here. Well, they cleaned us out. They have to clean out every once in a while.
Michael Crosby lives at a homeless campsite in the California community of Santa Clarita. He has been trying to protect himself from the rain.
Clean and tidy, except for lately when this storm came in, I spent most of the night covering up stuff and trying to salvage what we can and stay dry.
He says the nearby river threatens him and others.
If any more comes down at a higher rate, it's going to fork off and wash us away.
Michael Crosby is safe from the rain and the river for the next 3 months. He will sleep and eat at a shelter operated by a group called Bridge to Home. Tim Davis is the executive director of the charity. He says homeless people must make difficult choices.
Bad luck, or you have a mental disease, or you have drug or alcohol problems, those kind of things, right? And you do make $10 an hour, you can't find a place to live around here. So your choice is, you know, if you have a car, live in the car, or you live in the open.
Workers in Whittier try to move people out of homeless camps and into a home of their own. But housing is costly. Still, worker Tomas Babishkovich says he has been able to help some people.
It's really good to see the steps when people are living in their encampments and they transition into either transitional housing and after when they obtain their own housing.
But there are many other homeless people still living on the streets or in camps, moving when their campsites are taken down. The end of December is a time when many Americans are thinking about snow and cold weather. Yet the city of Los Angeles, California, is almost always warm and sunny, even during the winter holiday season. Many people like all the holiday decorations and lights seen in and around Los Angeles. Marquise Rosales lives in Los Angeles. He likes being in Southern California for the Christmas holiday.
Here it's more unique because everyone's so like kind-hearted and welcoming, and as you can see, they go all out with decorations and everything like that. It's really packed. It's a lot of families, though. It's a lot of families, and it's fun.
Many children have their picture taken with Santa Claus, the man known as Father Christmas. They tell him what gifts they want him to bring them. People travel to Los Angeles from around the world to enjoy the warm weather and the Christmas decorations.
It's totally fun. It's Christmas, you know, like live a little.
That's our program for today. We hope it has informed and entertained you and has helped you learn everyday American English. We want to hear what interests you. So tell us what you want to hear about. You may hear stories about your interests on a future show. Our email address is learningenglish@voanews.com. And please know that we read every message you send us. I'm Christopher Cruz, reporting from VOA Learning English Headquarters in Washington. For all of the women and men of the